this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar,
for lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street
is beginning to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Troy Harmon here today with Casey Smith and Shauna Theriault.
Good morning.
How you doing, Troy?
I'm doing great. Both of these fine individuals work in our financial planning, our planning and implementation department. Both are managing associates. Both have the CFP designation. KC, is that it for you?
That's it.
I'm not trying to make light of the fact that Shauna's got Shauna's four
got me
other
beat on
designations. Shauna's got the CPA and the
CDFA.
I was going to work through it. CDFA.
It's almost like yours, but just add a D in the middle.
Right.
Then you can remember.
And it's divorce. It is. Financial planning around divorce situations,
correct,
which is interesting specialty, but very useful at times.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway. Unfortunately is absolutely right. It is part of our daily life these days. Maybe we'll get to talk about that a little more in the future, but how about this, guys? Market is up 2% year to date.
Yeah. We're positive.
Yeah. Back in the black.
Yeah. Had a good week so far.
No doubt. Consumer discretionary for the year is up 6.5%, 5.5% on information technology. Our old winning sector, financials, are up 3.5%, healthcare, 2.35%. Then we get into the negatives. Real estate's down 7.6%, utilities down 6.45%, energy 5.93%. What's going on? Kind of some pain for anything that has a dividend yield attached, so this is a bond-like move.
Yeah.
Now
interest rates, I guess.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Or the fear of interest rates going up because of the threat of inflation. Is that?
Yeah, but that usually impacts stocks too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the divisor we use when we discount them back the future cash flows in our equities back to present value, and that was really what was at stake back in the end of January, early February.
Right.
We saw that a lot of stocks fell, and it was based on the fact that we were going to see inflation, and we did get some readings on inflation this week. We got both producer price index and consumer price index. CPI was up 2.1%, which is finally bigger than the Fed's target, which is around 2%. They really use the PCE deflator, but CPI is a pretty good proxy for that. 1.8% when you look at core, which means that you strip out energy and food. Those two tend to be quite a bit more volatile than the remainder of the basket of goods that are measured with CPI. We looked at producer price index, and it too was up 0.4% in the month. You look a little more detail, you get higher energy prices were probably the biggest input that increased. Final demand on food prices actually was down a little bit. So kind of a mixed bag there, but overall, inflation is back.
So is this any real surprise, Troy? I mean, it seems that with the tax bill that was passed recently, that's going to bring more money into the pockets of the companies,
right,
the corporations. And what you would expect to happen is they would either go hire people, but we're already pretty much at full employment. So
right,
if there's no real market for, labor, that would mean wages would go up.
That's exactly what we're seeing. So some of the wage growth we've seen recently, somewhere around 2.7. I think this week we got a number showing us 2.9% increase in wages.
Is that due to increase in wages or the taxes going down and they're getting a bigger paycheck?
No, it wouldn't change, the ultimate output. It's just
gotcha.
A matter of the taxes, you know, we're going to would have a negative effect on the overall expense to the company. But the individual should have a larger cash flow to themselves at the end of the
That's why consumer discretion is up 6.5% for
could
the year.
Could be, yeah. We've seen a pretty good run where over the last few months we've actually seen a bit of a change. There's usually two components to consumer sentiment. We didn't get a report on consumer sentiment specifically this week, but one thing that we do know is over the last few months, current situation has lowered in favorability in that measure, and then expectations have been higher. So you wind up with a situation where expectations have been higher in stock market, so the prices have been much higher. And then now you've got consumers that have higher expectations as well, because they should be getting a pretty nice increase in their wages, or at least the part they get to take home. Over the next few weeks, we should see that, actually.
And then at some point, you would expect prices to go up, which there we've seen some of that. And so, that's just sort of a natural progression, which was surprising to me why I wasn't here last week. But the market obviously going crazy. I'm sure y'all had some fun on the radio show with that.
Yeah, a little bit.
The volatility was surprising to me, because you would think that the market would be rational enough to expect a lot of this inflation.
Yeah,
I mean,
this rational market you speak of, have you seen that lately?
Over the long term.
Well, that's why we have a crystal ball.
Well, exactly.
Right. It works just as well as human emotion.
Right.
Yeah, which is what we're left with in the stock market.
Well, it's just crazy how much the news and all the short-term information drives. And obviously some of that was driven by the algorithms and things that were causing the market to go haywire.
Yeah, within a 1 week span, we heard folks talking on television about how it was the largest point drop in the Dow, and then we had one of the largest point increases in the Dow since whatever date. And it was just crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? In 2008, I don't know if you guys remember this, but things were nuts. Prices went haywire. One day you would have
the market to $6, right?
Remember that? But you would have the price in the overall S&P 500, a very diversified basket of stocks, would drop 9% one day.
Yeah.
And the next day it would correct back up 6%. How in the world do you win in a situation like that?
Yeah, the thing is with the market being as high as it is on Dow, the percentage drop, I mean, the points is irrelevant when you think about it in terms of...
And you know, I went into a tirade about this last week, so I'll just make it brief this time. It's only 30 stocks.
Yeah.
It's a price-weighted index.
Yeah.
The biggest stock in there is Boeing, because its price is over $200 per share. If you look at the true economic impact of these companies, you have to take not only the price, the number that is their price, you multiply it by the number of shares to get their market cap. Market cap weighted index is what we have in the S&P 500.
Right.
Plus, we have 500 shares or 500 individual
500
stocks.
It's a much broader index. It's going to give you a better reflection of what's happening. But,
absolutely.
The S&P was volatile as well last week,
we've
seen it come back sort of to a much more favorable position this week,
no doubt,
which is good news. And I guess maybe some of the traders are absorbing some of the fact that the economy is not tanking. This is not 2008,
right? Yeah,
you know, so it's a different situation.
Here's the other thing that I talk about a lot in the backdrop. We've got S&P 500 is reporting earnings. We've got 383 companies of the 500. That have reported their fourth quarter results in the last couple of weeks, 15.21% growth.
Yeah.
Casey, is that a bad number?
No, I'll take that every year.
I would take it every quarter. Think about it. Last year, first quarter, earnings were about 15.5%.
Mm-hmm.
The following quarter, 9.7, 8.6. Now we have the fourth quarter at 15.21. That's a good result.
That's a
and
heck of a
especially
year.
When you see some of these financial companies who've actually come out, and because of accounting reasons, as soon as they saw tax rates change, those losses that were generated back in 07, 08, that haven't fully been written off yet, were written down as, mm-hmm. It's an asset on the books. Instead of multiplying that asset by 0.37, we have to now multiply it by 0.21. And guess what? It falls.
Yeah.
So even with those
Fannie Mae is
headline
going through
losses,
a lot of that right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Even with those big losses, 15.21%. Energy, that's actually roaring back, is still the worst performer over the past year, down 5.93%. But guess what? Earnings growth, 101.97%.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. You see oil prices coming back, and that's what's giving them a benefit. I've said this before on the show. When we saw, you know, mid-2014 prices of oil start declining, it surprised no one more than it did me to see what industrials did in the middle of that mess. So, you know, it's a situation that actually benefits other sectors when you see energy coming back.
Yeah.
Let's take a real quick break, guys, and we'll come back with a dog of the week. Stick around. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.